Shabbat Shalom to all our friends in the nations. Shabbat Shalom in the name of Jesus. Shabbat Shalom in the name of Yeshua. Yeshua is the Hebrew word for Jesus. Amen. So we have finished another week. Very thankful with the Lord in our hearts because He has been so good to us. And we're coming to our weekly celebration of the Feast of the Shabbat. A weekly, as my friend said, the other day, an American friend said, a weekly Thanksgiving celebration. I want to open today with a beautiful promise that is going to be such a blessing to us and to all our families. And it's based in the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, chapter 58. We are going to be reading verse 13 and 14. So we are going to go to Isaiah 58, verse 13 and 14. Let's read first verse 13. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways. Then verse 14, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Isaiah 58, verse 13 and 14. That's the promise today that we're going to be reviewing so we could receive it and we could put in action right now and we could receive a blessing because our God wants us to be blessed. He's a father and we are his sons. So here are the instruction of the Lord. As you know, this keeping the Sabbath holy or the Shabbat holy means it's the fourth commandment. It's a different day of the week. It's a day for the Lord. So these two verses teach us how we could put in practice that commandment. So first, it's saying here in verse 13 that we need to turn away our foot from the Sabbath. What means that expression, turn away your foot from the Sabbath? That day has to be different. That day you need to deposit every decision in the hands of the Lord. Normally, every day we wake up, we go, we have our devotional time, and then we go to work and we go through the daily work, the daily actions to provide to our families and to be productive in the society. But in this day, the Lord is saying that our food is not going in that direction. Our food has to be away from our daily routines and be deposited in the way of the Lord. And how I know what is the way of the Lord in the Sabbath, in the Shabbat? Well, first, if you don't know how to get there, first, you need to surrender. We need to surrender our life to Jesus. The Bible says that only through him we could receive the manifestation of the Father in us. And Jesus Christ, he had paid for our sins. He had paid for our mistakes. He had paid for our lack of knowledge of the Bible, of the promises, of the obedience to the Lord. So we repent of our sins and we accept him as our Savior. And in him, he's going to direct us in the Sabbath. And we could say, Jesus, now in this Shabbat, Lord, guide my steps. Where do you want me to go? Amen. And then so the first instructions, change your ways from your decisions to his decisions, from your actions to his actions. The way that normally you walk in routes of the city or going to your job are going to be changed for the ones that the Lord wants you to take. Probably the Lord wants you to go that day to the hospital to visit somebody who is in despair. Or probably the Lord wants you to go that day to the park. And in the park, you're going to find somebody that is in big need of help and hope. And you are an instrument of rest for that person because you have Jesus in your heart, the eternal rest. And in Jesus, you are celebrating this specific holy day according to the fourth commandment. So then it says how I could change my ways, my footprints that day to be different. Well, keep yourself not doing your pleasures on that holy day, says the Lord, and call the Sabbath a delight. Now, when it says here, from doing your pleasure on my holy days, we need to be very clear because there is some confusion here. People think that in Shabbat you could not go to the park with your family. You could not enjoy in a restaurant with your family, your friends, enjoying the fellowship of the body of Christ in Jesus Christ. Enjoy the fellowship of the body and the power of the Holy Spirit, because that could be our pleasure. No, but here the word pleasure means, especially, means your businesses, means your decisions in business or Bible, how you're going to be able to survive, how you're going to be doing more money, how you're going to be doing some investments. That means having your decisions based on the pleasures of the Lord and not in your pleasures. So how I could provide pleasure to my Lord, because that is what about the Sabbath. The Sabbath is a moment of intimacy, and we want our families to be protected. So when we give pleasure to the Father enjoys that pleasure, and he wants to keep that pressure inside his arms. So we need to do the things that he enjoys. For example, the Bible says that without faith is impossible to please God. And we want to give pleasure to him. We want to please him. So that's a day that we're going to act on faith. Every day we act on faith in the name of Jesus. But specifically that day, we need to get into a route of faith, asking him, Lord, what do you want me to do for your pleasure? That's an example. That becomes the day holy. For example, the Lord is going to say to you, hey, my son, you know there is a family without food close to your neighborhood. The Holy Spirit is going to visit you, give you even sometimes the address. You prepare some food for them and you bring food for them. And the Lord is going to feel pleasure because the Word of God says that Jesus said that many times he was hungry and you don't feed me. I was thirsty and you don't give me water. So it's about life. So Shabbat is about fellowship, intimacy with our Father in the name of Jesus. It's about celebrating life, and it's about fulfilling the commandment, because that gives pleasure to the Lord. Everything that we do according to the Lord's commandments in faith in Jesus Christ, because it's only in Jesus that we're able to fulfill the commandments, because Jesus Christ died for our sins so we could receive the mercy and the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives so we could be able to fulfill the commandment. Only in Jesus we are able to bring pleasure to the Lord. And not only that, says here that we need to call the Sabbath a delight. We could not come to the Sabbath or to the Shabbat like it's another burden. Oh, again, another burden. No way. We need to come with joy. We need to come delighting, because the Lord is going to do something powerful. He's doing also something powerful in our life. Right now, at the moment that you're receiving this importation, you are receiving something powerful. We are receiving the word of life. And that is such a blessing, because we have the instructions of a lovely Father in the midst of a world that is with chaos. But we, with him, with our God, with our Creator, we could walk in the peace of the Shabbat. Normally we say in the Shabbat, we say Shabbat Shalom. That means the peace of the Sabbath. And we know that the peace of the Sabbath is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ indeed. Not only that, we need to call it delight. That means faith. I'm going to enjoy in your presence, my God. Thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful day. And not only that, we need to make a delight from this day, because it's a holy day of the Lord. We need to make that honorable. We need to honor that day. And also, we need to honor the Lord in that day. And the Bible says here, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways. So, my friends, I know that some of you work so hard, work 7 days a week. But let me tell you, you have not been designed to work 7 days a week. You are going to end up taking all your money of the 7 days and paying to doctors, psychologists, having a spiritual emptiness, because the word of God says that the Lord created the world in 6 days and the seventh day he rests, and that's the Shabbat. Or probably you are working, you know, in another day, or probably you have your day of rest in another day that is not the Sabbath or the Shabbat. Well, my advice for you is at least that day where you are off, begin following these instructions by faith in the Lord. And the Lord is going to open your schedules. And from one moment to another, through the process of the Lord in your life, you're going to discover that probably you have your own schedules, your own businesses, because you had decided in your heart to honor the Shabbat. Hallelujah. Now, but this is just the beginning of the blessing. Pay attention to this. In verse 14 comes the blessing. Woo, hallelujah. If you follow these steps, the word says that you're going to delight yourself in the Lord. What means that, people of God? That means the presence of the Lord. You know, when I celebrate Shabbat, that Shabbat morning especially, and that Friday night I'm sleeping, I feel the presence of the Lord like not in any other day. You know, I feel every day, of course, Jesus lives inside of me. But because I honor that day, I honor that divine appointment called Modeim in Hebrew, wow, I'm pleasing God. And you know what the Lord is going to do? They're going to give you two beautiful promises. Write it down. Two beautiful promises. So right now that you're celebrating the Sabbath, the Shabbat, you are receiving in the name of Jesus two promises. Let's read it. Then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, his presence, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth. Hallelujah. You know what it means to ride on the high hills of the earth, to receive the best fruit? Let me check something here that I want to share with you. To receive the best fruit of the land, to receive the best fruit of your crops, to receive the best harvest, to receive the best profit of what you have been sowing. Hallelujah. Because the Lord in the Sabbath, he is going to let your seeds rest, and the Holy Spirit is going to water that seed. So next week that you come, you are going to enjoy riding on the high hills of the earth. That means the blessing of Abraham, the blessing in your property, the blessing in your house, the blessing in your investments, the blessing on your families, because this ride on the high hills of the earth means that you're going to have a blessing, a generational blessing, you and your family being protected because you decided to celebrate the Sabbath, the Shabbat. Hallelujah. So, and the second promise is, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. What is the heritage of Jacob, your father? It's the blessing of Abraham. Abraham received such blessing that he was going to make a big nation, that he was going to be blessing the land, that he was going to be honored. Blessed are the ones who bless you. Cursed are the ones who curse you. So, Genesis 12:3. That's also the heritage of Jacob. And you're going to be protected. You're going to be delivered from evil. Hallelujah. And just, you know, just as a dessert in this impartation, I want to read Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 13. It's not going to be on the screen. I'm going to read it here. It says, he made him ride on the high places of the earth that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock, an oil out of the flinty rock. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to do the impossible for possible in your land. As he did it with Israel more than 70 years ago, they received a land that was a desert. And nowadays, they enjoy the honey, they enjoy the fruits, and they enjoy the vegetables. The same is going to happen to you. And what is your confidence that this is going to happen? The last part of the verse says, the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And that is like the Lord saying, I promise to do that without any delay. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray today for my brothers, my sisters, my friends in the nations. Lord, open their spiritual eyes. Let this word, Lord, open the understanding. And, Father, bring entire families to the high hills of the land, Lord. Let entire families celebrate the heritage of Jacob in the name of Jesus. Father, bring families who doesn't know that they could establish a relationship with you through Yeshua, through Jesus Christ. Father, I pray, Holy Spirit, visit them right now for your glory in the name of Jesus. And the people say, amen, amen, amen. Shabbat shalom in the name of Jesus. That means receive the peace, the promises of the Sabbath in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.